And we start this hour in Iraq with the first of a two-part look at the fight to retake Mosul, the last major city held by ISIS. CNN special international correspondent Arwa Damon has just returned from western Mosul, where ISIS has been cornered. She joins us from neighboring Erbil on Skype. Her descriptions about what's happening to Iraqis will be disturbing. And Arwa, today we want to hear about what look like American troops trying to save them. They're hunkered down next to a tank to protect themselves from ISIS fire. One of them is going to run through to get to Iraqi bodies about 50 feet away, but they're not American troops. Who are they?
Most of them are members of a nonprofit that's called the Free Burma Rangers and was established by Dave Eubanks. He's actually the man who runs forward in one of these videos and then ends up pulling this little girl out from a pile of corpses. And she had been hiding underneath her mother's hijab for probably 2 or 3 days. And he was describing how when he went to grab her, she actually screamed and didn't want to let go of her mother's body. But he's there with the Free Burma Rangers, and they're volunteer medics. And there's also other American volunteers who are with them, and they were laying down suppressive fire after the Americans that are supporting the Iraqis actually put down a curtain of smoke that allowed them to then carry out this incredible rescue operation.
It's incredible. Let's listen to a little of the sound of, again, this is Dave Eubanks, an ex-special forces who's now this volunteer with this group, Free Burma Rangers, showing you on his cell phone this video. We'll have it all at hereandnow.org, but telling you what he saw. Let's listen.
We saw these 13 bodies, and we saw movement. Here they are. Look at that wall.
A man, alive, and a little girl who creeps out from under her dead mother's hijab, where she'd been hiding for 2 days, hugging her mother's corpse.
Then they're showing you this video of how, under cover of the fire from the Free Burma Rangers standing behind this tank, this guy, Dave Eubanks, it's insane. I mean, he runs across this expanse and grabs this little girl. Who is paying him? Where do they come from?
Nobody's paying him. He's one of those people who came out because he really wanted to help. He actually has a group of Free Burma Rangers with him who are from Burma. They have a field clinic very close to the front lines, and they have managed to build a relationship with the Iraqi security forces. So they call them when they need help. And it's quite touching to a certain degree, because you do see all sorts of volunteers on the front lines, and some of them have different reasons for being there. And then you look at what they did in that particular scene, and it is such unspeakable bravery.
They also get another young girl by asking her, they throw her a rope, I think, and she ties the rope around herself, even though she hasn't eaten or had any water in 3 days. She somehow has the strength, and they drag her to safety, an older woman, actually. So, okay, there are these rescuers. That was stunning to see. It's kind of the Wild West. But how is that little girl that he rescued who hasn't spoken, or, you know, another young girl we see who tells you matter-of-factly that she lost her brother, her parents. How are they?
The little girl who was rescued still hasn't spoken. She's actually being cared for by Dave and his family. His family's actually with him further to the rear, helping out some of the other wounded when they get carried away from the front lines. And
wait, his family is there?
Yeah, his wife, his children are homeschooled, and he's brought them out there.
Arwa, what is compelling people like Dave Eubanks to bring his family there to go into this ISIS territory to pull Iraqis out? Had he, you know, befriended Iraqis? Had he fought in combat for the U.S.? What's compelling him?
He has been in and out with his family, with members of the Free Burma Rangers from Iraq for about the last 3 years. They usually do a lot with the refugees. They've done things like set up small playgrounds. They've incidentally been in and out of northern Syria. He's kind of taken his kids and his family to a lot of places that would, I guess, be best described as unconventional. And, you know, they're very religious, and they do it in part because of a fundamental belief that it's God's will, it's Jesus's will, as he was saying, for them to be there and try to help where they can. But It is very, very unconventional, to say the least.
Yeah.
But they're doing some pretty extraordinary things.
Arwa, thank you. Stay safe.
Thank you.